We got presented with a three-year-old racehorse that was making a respiratory noise during racing, and he also had poor performance. So what we tend to do first of all when horses are making a noise is we recommend upper airway endoscopic examination. What you can see is with the paralysed cartilage on the left, it's actually being sucked across and further closes that horse's airway. So what we tend to recommend for those horses is that they undergo surgery to try and, I guess, pin open or permanently peg open that side that's actually paralysed.
Unclamp those, please.
Sorry?
Unclamp those, please.
Right?
Yep. His is on a bit more of an angle than usual, but that won't be a big deal. As you can appreciate, there's a lot of nerves and vessels in this area that supply the horse's head, so we need to be aware of those. So this white bump here belongs to the cartilage that's paralysed, and this part here is the movable part, and this is the part that we're going to actually anchor to the back of the larynx. So what you can see at the back here is that we've actually placed our suture at the back of the Adam's apple, the back of the horse's larynx, and we've gone in and we've got a nice anchor point there. So what we do now is we grab the leading edge of that anchor point, of the suture in that anchor point, and we take it forward to the muscular process. Okay, that's good. Okay, so that's the first one done. So we'll tag this. So what you want to see, guys, is the cartilage on the kind of right-hand side of the TV screen should be pulling up to the horse's pharynx. You can see just that little movement there pulls it away from the tube, and that's what we're trying to achieve by this surgery. So we've actually got a pretty nice amount of, a nice placement of the suture. Now what we've got to do is judge how tight do we need to pull this. You don't want to over-tighten it so you rip the cartilage over time, but you want to make sure that you have it abducted enough that it's not going to obstruct the horse's airway when it gallops, which is the whole reason for doing this surgery. So we want to just scooch this suture down and concentrate a little bit here. So. So we've got one place, and now we'll place the other one. Make sure that we're happy. Get this thing scooched down and we'll see what we've got here.
Scooch it back.
I'll scooch it. So again, this is just going to stabilise the horse's larynx. And it's just experience in terms of knowing what's how much to do and how much not to do. I'll sometimes surprise you when you look at them post-operatively. They're better than you think. Stapling is useful in these because if the horse gets a bit of a, we call a seroma, or a bit of localised fluid swelling, sometimes we can just take a couple of staples out to relieve that swelling. We actually suture a bandage in place, and that gets removed in about 2 to 3 days.
With this particular horse, you also performed an additional follow-up operation. What was the purpose of this particular operation?
Here we did, and what we often do, or frequently do, following doing the tie-back surgery, is we often take out tissue from the bottom of the horse's larynx, or the ventral surface of the horse's larynx, and that's often, or most commonly, the vocal cord and also the ventricle, because what you'll find is when the horse exercises, it's not just the flap on the left or the arytenoid cartilage on the left that collapses, but also the tissue on the left-hand side at the bottom of the larynx also collapses into the airway. What we try and do is alleviate as much of that obstruction as we can by removing that tissue. And the most common thing that we see following surgery to remove the vocal cord and the ventricle is that the horse vocalises a bit differently. It sounds a little bit more hoarse, I guess, excuse the pun. And so that's what we find. It doesn't affect the horse in any way, shape or form other than the horse can vocalise a bit differently and it can seem to get a bit more air into its lungs, which then helps the working tissues.
Basically, we just leave this open because they've been into a dirty space by going to the horse's windpipe and we've exposed all the tissues to the dirtiness. We don't really want to close it in because we'll get an abscess formation. So we leave the rest of the tissues open so that they can heal by second intention or heal it on their own accord, essentially. So we're basically done and the horse will just stay like this. And this will close over the period of about 2 to 3 weeks. This will end up closing, the skin will nip back together, and you won't even know that he ever had a surgery done in this area.